Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071. It's our sideline view on a Saturday afternoon. About to be joined by the bloke that knows everything there is to know about motorsport. It's my old mate, Tony Shebeki from Melbourne. G'day, Shebex. How are you?
Hello, Mark. I'm fantastic. Mate, yourself?
Mate, I'm great. It is fantastic to be back in Victoria. I'm only a stone's throw from you blokes down the road there in Melbourne, and just great to be back on the mainland. And what a... I'll tell you what, I'm not peeing in anyone's pocket with this. I couldn't have picked a better place to live. Bendigo is fantastic. And so I was in Maryborough yesterday. It was great.
Yeah, no, I'm a lover of that sort of area. One of the places that my wife and I love to go every now and then, when we're allowed to, obviously, out of lockdown, and we will soon, is up to Maldon.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful goldfield area. Just some really lovely old houses you can get as an Airbnb. And just a really, really pretty place.
Last week I went to Maldon, Castlemaine, and Dalesford just to get a feel for the area. Beautiful. Hey, mate.
I hope you didn't break your teeth on the Castlemaine rock.
No, I didn't. Now, mate, you must be very excited because there's been no Grand Prix in Australia for, what, 2 years?
Yeah, no, exactly right, Mark. Last time I was at a Grand Prix was on the Thursday 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I should say. And then on the Friday morning, they cancelled it. And that was, pretty disastrous. And as a result, we didn't have a Grand Prix in 2020. We didn't have a Grand Prix in 2021. But the great news is that 2022 has been locked in for the second week of April, which is great news. It means it's the third Grand Prix out of the series. Normally, we would have the opening Grand Prix. The issue for this year, though, was the fact that Ramadan has come a little bit earlier for the people of the Islamic faith. So, as a result, Bahrain and Saudi Arabia need to run their Grand Prix a little bit earlier because obviously they can't run them through that period of time. So Melbourne has picked up Grand Prix number 3. We'll probably stay there, one would think, for maybe a couple of years. Now our new contract is set to be renewed after the 2025 season, so another 3 years there. And who knows? We probably could go back to the first Grand Prix after that.
Speaking of new contracts, there was some talk during the week that Sydney might have been sniffing around and we're going to try and run a Monaco-style thing.
No, they have tried that a couple of times in the past. They tried to look at getting the Grand Prix up to Eastern Creek or Sydney Motorsport Park, as it's known now. Of course, that ran MotoGP for a while, as it also did run the A1 GP when that was running through its day. So it's a beautiful track, but they weren't successful there. And I just couldn't see them getting a Formula One race in Sydney. Melbourne's got the contract, as I said, to 2025. Everyone seems to be pretty happy with Albert Park, and now they've made some track amendments. A couple of corners have been deleted. A couple of corners have been made a little bit faster. And even the entry into pit lane now has been widened so they can go 80 kilometres an hour instead of 60 kilometres an hour in that pit lane, which means that overall we're expecting a race record next year of about 5 seconds faster than the previous race record. So a lot quicker track. People will flock to Albert Park next year because we've been missing it for the last couple, and I think Melbourne keeps it for sure.
Mate, the other thing I wanted to talk about is Daniel Ricciardo. He came out during the week and said pretty much he's very content with his place in the sport, and he actually thinks he'll never win a driver's championship.
Yeah, interesting one, isn't it? I mean, obviously, if he was to drive for a team like Red Bull again, which I doubt that'll ever happen, or maybe a Mercedes, you'd think that he's a big chance to win a driver's championship. But while he's competing with McLaren and those sort of just below the top-ranked teams, and who knows, next year for McLaren could be a massive year when all the cars become a bit more equal with the new rules and regulations that are going to be around Formula One from next year and beyond. But no, he is extremely content with the way he's going, and so he should be. He's had a win this year, which is fantastic. And due to the fact that he had that win, they're racing in America this weekend, and Daniel Ricciardo gets the opportunity after this weekend's racing to go race Dale Earnhardt's NASCAR around an oval circuit, which is going to be absolutely amazing for him to jump into that. A five-time NASCAR winning cup car, and he'll get the opportunity to race that around. And if you get the opportunity, tune into F1 on the social media. And they posted today an interview Daniel did at the track overnight, and he did the entire 2 minutes 15 seconds with the worst American accent you've ever heard in your life.
Hey, mate, we were going to talk about V8s, but we've run out of time. What I'll do is we'll grab you next Saturday at the same time, and we'll have a chat about the remainder of the season. I think there's, four races coming up in Sydney and then the grand finale in Bathurst.
Absolutely spot on there, Mark. It restarts next weekend in Sydney for 4 weeks, and then the big Bathurst 1000 to wrap it all up.
Thanks, Shebex. You have a great weekend, and I'll chat next Saturday afternoon on the Sideline View here at Gold Central Victoria.